Is a shav equivalent to a double tree then? I mean, is that one different? Different thing.
Double tree is the thing that goes where there's two horses on. Say this is the tongue here.
Yeah.
This is a double. There's a pin right through here, and this is the double tree. This is a heavy piece of wood, and then here's a shorter piece of wood. A trace on each side of the horse comes back and hooks on a hook here.
Oh, I
see. And then as this horse steps up, this middle pin gives, and that's just the way they go.
Uh-huh. I get it. Then would you ever use the word single tree then? Or?
On a single horse, where there's a shaft, that's a single tree. Yes, you use single tree on the double tree too. One for each horse is a single tree.
I see.
Single tree and a double tree are one. That is, they're used as one.
Uh-huh. Is an evener?
They call that sometimes too.
But you would call that what instead of an evener?
Double tree.
Double tree. Okay. That takes care of it. Now a man has a wagon load of wood. You might say, what's he doing to it? He's doing
hauling it. I have hauled a good many of them.
And the thing that breaks up the ground is the
plow. Well, if that's what you
want.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
There's what they call the disc, too.
And what does that do? Does that go over after?
That cuts it after it's plowed, yes.
And then, that's not the same as a drag? Or a
no. Well, drag has bars like this across here. Some call it a harrow.
Oh, I see.
See, there's four or five beams, and then there's a place along here. And then there's four, they go 20, 24 feet long. And they hit your tractor on the front end. That's what you call a drag, mm-hmm. or a harrow, either one.
I see. That's the same thing.
Same thing.
And you did have a stone boat, you said.
Yes.
You wouldn't call that a drag, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or a mud boat.
Almost a stone boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the sort of thing that a boy rides in the snow is a what? He has runners on it and he takes a ride on it.
Sled. Or sleigh. Well, our boy wanted to ride one time behind the car. He gave me one. I have a sleigh. I have a sleigh. It must be 6 years old, my brother's made. I took him 6 miles behind the car, and if he didn't have some rosy cheeks.
Now, the thing that you'd lay the wood across to saw it up, you'd be, you had a long piece of wood, you want to saw it.
A horse or a bench. That's kind of antique for me, sir.
Is it? You wouldn't say sawhorse here?
Sawhorse, yes.
That would be,
The most I know about is where they'd lay it on a bench, and it'd be a circle saw hit it, cut right in two.
The old word would have been
sawhorse. Yes.
It would be any different for stove wood than for regular planks? Would there be a different device you put across? Same thing.
No, you'd use same thing.
Would you say sawbuck?
Yes.
You might have said sawbuck.
Yes. Well, they used to call them the bucksaw.
Bucksaw.
I mean, that's the saw itself.
Oh, that's the saw. But the
no,
the
it's
like
sawhorse. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. Now, if I want to make my hair stay back, I can use a comb, or I might use a what?
Brush. You're not very curly like mine.
No, I'm sure not. It sticks in my eyes all the time.
Boy, yeah.
I had it cut like that one, so that was the best way I ever had it. You sharpen your straight razor, you might use a what?
Razor strap. Strope, you'd want to say, I suppose.
No, I don't. Whatever would be natural for you.
A razor strap.
Some say strop, even.
They don't use them anymore. Mostly safety.
No. Now, if you're going to go hunting with a rifle, you better probably take some what with you?
Cartridges.
And if you went with a shotgun, you'd take
shells. I have two grandsons. They come up here on a Friday noon. Live in town. Can't go hunting. They tramped all on Friday afternoon, all Saturday forenoon. Never even got around.